for 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
O'clock hour here at Rosie on the House, where we dive deep into one specific topic about your home, castle, or cabin all month long in January, covering different projects you can do yourself around the house that you can accomplish in a weekend. Moving into February, we'll dive deep into plumbing, spend a lot of time talking about water heaters, recirculating pumps, faucets, fixtures, sewage. Nobody wants to talk about the drainage, but a big compartment of your home, and you realize how important it is when it doesn't work. So that'll be coming up in February. We'll have a lot of our plumbers from around the state joining us, but let's get back to January talking. You may have gotten the article this weekend, this week on Thursday when our newsletter goes out, talking about the five fixes for problems that need a makeover, and we'll dive into those. But we're going to first talk a little bit about Rosie, have a little update for man, what a good week for Dad.
My favorite subject, Rosie. Yeah, he's just had a great week. He's just rocking it at rehab, acing the cognitive skills test, and now they're going on to voice, get his good Rosie voice back. And I got there yesterday. He was a little worn out. I said, "Hey, you don't have to work that hard." And he said, "Well, if I don't work, they don't count it as a day. So I have to." So he's working really hard.
And so what happens if it's counted as a day?
Well, I don't know. I guess it just takes a day longer, right? I said, "You can take it easy." But no, he's doing as much as he can to get himself back home. So
it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah.
There you go.
So probably a week away from getting him back home.
A week away from getting home. And if you're just tuning in or missed it, he was in a rollover of what they call a UTV. It's a four-passenger off-road vehicle. He was buckled in the back seat, and something caught the front end, and they verified that the driver was not out of control, wasn't being reckless. Front end caught something, and it flipped over forward. So the part of the vehicle that Rosie was in traveled the farthest, was moving the fastest, hit the hardest. But Rosie was able to crawl out. He was the only one that was able to exit the vehicle immediately, which was one of the first God stories in this whole event, being able to free himself and get out. Because if he had been trapped upside down, buckled in, and waited for the guys up front to get out and help him, he could have choked and coughed to death. There was a lot of, his respiratory system was what was attacked the hardest. And being able to get out, get forward, and being able to clear his lungs was huge. And he remembers everything. He told us that he didn't think the helicopter evacuation was for him. He thought it was for Alex.
Yeah, he thought it was for one of the guys in the UTV. He didn't realize. He still caught it.
Rosie, we're here for you. You need to get on the plane and come with us now.
And did I tell you he thought he was kind of evac'd like Vietnam style? He thought he was on the outside of the helicopter on the other side. I said, "I don't think so, honey." Yeah, I'm sure. I'm like, okay.
Well,
the guys assured me he was put in the helicopter.
In the helicopter.
Not hanging out the bottom.
It adds a dramatic effect,
yeah,
though, when you can do that MASH style.
Yeah, it's a Rosie story.
Our helicopters are a little better than what they had in MASH.
Do you recall what the Maricopa County Sheriff's Rescue sticker they gave him?
It's a metal decal.
It's a metal decal, but I love the saying of it. Do you remember what it is?
I do, and it is funny. I just don't know that it quite applies to Dad because he wasn't driving. But it said the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, protecting you from yourself since 1950.
I love that.
Whatever. And I don't remember the exact date on it, but it was since 1950-something. So we look forward to having him back. He's enjoyed all the cards that listeners have sent. You can send those to P.O. Box 14487. We had a listener who knows he's a big LSU fan. And works at the stadium. He grabbed two brochures, programs from the Fiesta Bowl. He laminated a couple of tickets that were used and sent those this week. That was very nice. Dad did buy tickets to the game, but we couldn't get...
Wasn't quite there yet.
Well, I think he could have handled it, but there's only so much that the hospital will release you from. Well, he's out of the hospital now. He's at the rehab, and like we said, we expect him home probably the end of the week, mm-hmm, early next week, and we'll look forward to having him back on the broadcast. It's been It's been a long journey. We're close to three months. 3 months. I think just being able to sleep in your own bed, what that would do for everything.
Out in your own backyard.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's
being able to enjoy your own surroundings.
Your own food. We've missed him. We're ready.
Yeah, and we look forward to having him. He's ready to be back on.
He called his remodel team in yesterday, holding court in the rehab center. He just wanted everybody to know the remodel company's still going strong, still taking calls, and be happy to come out and take a look at your project. So,
any remodeling project in the Maricopa County area? I don't know their exact travel radius. I know Stan was in Mesa this week working on an estimate for a customer. So probably 20-mile radius around the...
That's Rosie on the House Remodeling. Yeah, they got a great team they put together. It's the same with everything in his life right now. We've got a great team at Roth. Rosie on the House got a great team at the remodel company. He had just put together a great team, so it's really helped. Everybody's been such a help in this situation. So nothing slowed down. We just all miss him very much.
Yeah, and Rosie got a start in remodeling. Oh, gosh. They joked that it was when he had to restore a room in his elementary school that he set off a firework in eighth grade, and worked his way through college, stucco, and we're looking forward to having... So in 2001, what happened with the... He sold his remodeling company to do the radio program full-time, and I'm going to say it was 2013, relicensed, and we're looking forward to building up the remodeling and bringing that active real-time projects they were working on in the field back to the program. That was always a fun part of starting off of talking about what we're working on in real time. And there's a lot of things that after that amount of time that the techniques and the materials and the procedures and the codes. So we'll look forward to having a lot of that real-time construction back here at Rosie on the House going forward. And we also have a new thing to the Rosie on the House, a Ford Transit, a nice wrapped vehicle that travels around the state. And our goal is to have it somewhere every weekend out there in the state of Arizona. Right now, it's in Casa Grande. Susan Krieger, for our Southern Arizona rep, is at the Casa Grande Home Show. Live.
Hang on.
Talking to homeowners right now. Susan, if somebody stops by the Rosie on the House booth in Casa Grande, they can pick up a calendar?
They certainly can, but I'll tell you what they're really looking at right now. They're looking at the shovels that we have on our e-store.
Yes,
the Talon shovels right now are causing a lot of excitement and questions. But yes, we have the 2019 home maintenance calendar available to pick up. Plus, we have some raffle items. We're going to raffle off some Hex Armor products, the gloves, the safety glasses. And those are some pretty nifty gloves. Those are really sturdy, especially for those that do a lot of desert gardening. And we also have a couple of our partners here. Desert Sun Heating and Cooling is just across the aisle from us. And First Impressions Ironworks is out in the parking lot next to the car show.
Wonderful. That's going on today. Where is the home show?
We're on I-10 just between Jimmy Kerr Boulevard and Florence at what used to be the Tanger Outlets. So it's right off of I-10. You can't miss it. I think it's also called City Gate, but most people will know it as the Tanger Outlets. So right off of I-10 between Jimmy Kerr and Florence. And for those coming up westbound from either, Eloy, Florence, Tucson, note that the Jimmy Kerr Boulevard exit is closed. You have to go up to Florence and turn around back on the freeway and then exit Jimmy Kerr because of the construction.
And you'll be there today until?
We will be here until 3 o'clock.
Wonderful.
And
we're
there's already a lot of people, so,
I can
so
hear.
Come on down, get your calendars. Yeah.
And you're also joined right now with Helen Newhart, the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce for the Casa Grande surrounding area. You guys call it the Tri-City?
Yeah, it's. I tell you what, we cover a lot of territory. We all work together and promote not only our communities but Pinal County. So this is a huge event. You can't miss us from the I-10. Just take an exit and come on over.
And my connection and special place that Casa Grande has in my heart is the first rodeo we were at after Remy was born. We were in Casa Grande. I've got a picture holding that little fuzzball when he was not even a month old. And as it worked out, the first rodeo event he competed in when he was four was at Casa Grande. So it was not only the first rodeo attended at after he was born, but it was the first one he competed in. And we're actually in Casa Grande at the end of the month for the next rodeo. And Helen, when we go to a new place, I don't like to do a lot of repetition. You know, if I go to a place, I like to stay at all the different areas to experience all the different things the town has. But I have to be honest, Casa Grande is the exception. We always stay at the Holiday Inn because I can always walk to Bedillon's for dinner. That is the treasure restaurant of Central Arizona.
Isn't that right? I'm so glad you said that. Yes, they're excellent food and service. Very popular place and quite a historical site as well.
It is. And Casa Grande, if you've only passed by it on I-10, you miss a treasure of Central Arizona. And we have, last year we stayed at the Francisco Grande Hotel. What a unique history for anyone that likes baseball that the Francisco Grande has.
Mm-hmm. Right. The San Francisco Giants used to spring train here in Casa Grande, and that resort was built solely for the purpose of entertaining the folks that came to watch the spring training games, and it's awesome. And now it's Grande's Sports World. We have highlight and soccer here all the time.
And when we had our 7 o'clock guest on, Stephen Hill, he's opened a new museum in Casa Grande. The Hills of Casa Grande, Pioneer Heroes of Arizona.
Museum.
Go ahead.
It's an awesome museum. I mean, you cannot believe the artifacts and the pieces that they have in there. So you've been there, right?
I haven't, but he was our guest at 7 o'clock. When we come down for the rodeo, we're going to come early so we can make sure and see that museum. But he mentioned if you're ever in Casa Grande for Thanksgiving, that Francisco Grande has a great Thanksgiving brunch. And the whole thing is tied to baseball. The main hotel is curved to mimic the brim of a baseball hat. The pool shaped like a bat. The whole thing is baseball. And if you like baseball, which I really was never a big baseball fan, but Remy's become a big baseball fan, so I've become a baseball fan. The more I learn about it, the more I really start to get it now. I finally get it.
No such thing. There's no better thing, I should say, than spring training baseball, too. Hot dog and a beer.
So that's the Helen Newhart, the CEO of Casa Grande. We're going to take a quick break. And when I see Casa Grande, every time I'm down there, I just see opportunity. That town has so much opportunity. It's a great place. If you've ever driven through it, you need to stop.